Hi, everybody. Welcome to your second audio course for leadership. This is three mistakes to avoid if you don't want your fire department wellness program to be a waste of your time and money. So the first mistake to avoid is you don't want to expect that one size fits all. What I mean is, I see this happen a lot where someone is really gung-ho about health and fitness, or maybe they've just gotten on the bandwagon for some special diet or workout program, and they say, hey, everybody, you know, you got to be doing this, and this is the best way to do it. And the thing is, that's really not true. So I'm saying this for two reasons. First, simply because people enjoy and appreciate different things, and that's okay. The goal is for people to find things that they enjoy and appreciate and not be doing things that they don't like, because then they won't continue to do it. So a really obvious example is that some people enjoy working out in a gym or a workout facility, while others absolutely hate that, but they might do things outdoors. And that can really go for different workout regimes that, you know, some people like to do, long distance activities like biking or running, while other people, they hate that, but they'll do really high intensity things. Well, one is really not better for the other, as long as that works to improve the person's fitness and it works for their body. So an example nutritionally is, some people feel great if they drink a smoothie for breakfast. But for other people, that doesn't work for them. For myself, if I drink a smoothie for breakfast, that would make me feel like crap. It just doesn't help me feel full, and it's just too much liquid, I guess, in my stomach. But obviously, a smoothie is a good health, can be a really good healthy choice for breakfast. But that doesn't mean that that's what everyone needs to have for breakfast. There are just an infinite number of options for making healthy choices. So we really want to avoid sending the message that there's one thing that everybody should be doing. And also, so the second reason that you should not expect that one size fits all is because that's really not scientific. People's bodies are built differently and they adapt in different ways. So adapt meaning the way that your body responds to stimuli from eating things and from exercising in certain ways. Some people stay in shape by running, while others don't have joints that can withstand running, you know, hips and knees and backs. That's okay. What that means is the person who doesn't have the joints for it shouldn't do it. They should do something else. And the person who runs shouldn't be telling everybody that they, you know, need to run. So when it comes to exercise, different things work for different people. And what you'll be learning in the exercise module is that as long as a particular activity challenges the aerobic system in the right way, it doesn't matter what the activity is, it will improve aerobic fitness, and same for muscular fitness. Once you know the basic principles, you can see that many different activities can improve your muscular fitness. People get really worked up over the activity itself, which is what we call the mode. That's what the exercise is. I get the question all the time, what do you think about CrossFit? Or, you know, the mode doesn't really matter. Now, there certainly are types of exercise, or just certain exercises that people do that are bad for you, that you really should avoid, that either everybody should avoid or just firefighters specifically should avoid. But that's not the point here. And you'll learn about all those exercises in the classes, what not to do. The point here, though, is that people can get fit in all different ways as long as it's a challenging activity for them. And also, more importantly, people should avoid or not be pushed to do types of exercise that just aren't right for their body. Now, nutritionally speaking, there is one type of eating pattern that really is the healthiest, according to many, many years of scientific research, which is updated constantly. You really should follow the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and I know I'm going to get some pushback on that, But I promise nobody is paying me to say that. It really is the most science-based guidelines. But the only reason that there actually are guidelines that are created from all of the research that's done from nutrition scientists is simply so people can understand what foods they can eat in order to get in all of the nutrients that we need in order to avoid disease and live a long, high-quality life. But there's tons of flexibility in there. So, for example, seafood is something that we are advocating that people eat more of. But the reason we're doing that is because seafood tends to be really high in good fats, but it can be a real lean source of protein too. Like it's low in the bad fats, and it is full of antioxidants. Well, if you don't like seafood, you don't need to eat it because you can get those nutrients from other things. There's tons of foods you can eat that have lots of antioxidants and tons of foods that you can eat that are a lean source of protein or that are a good source of the good fats. So there's tons of flexibility within the guidelines or just, you know, within a generally healthy way to eat. It just drives me crazy how people say, well, there's this one specific, you know, diet that, you know, is magic for everybody. And there are certain diets like the Mediterranean diet, which is super healthy. Absolutely. You could follow the Mediterranean diet and be a very healthy, lean person, but you don't have to, is what I'm saying. And also, this isn't really scientific. This is just from my own experiences working with people. People really tend to differ in what makes them feel more full, what makes them feel better in terms of protein to carbohydrate ratio. So some people tend to feel better if they eat a little bit more protein than carbohydrate and then vice versa. I'm a real carbohydrate person. And so I'm able to maintain a healthy weight eating quite a bit more carbohydrate than or just in the upper end of the carbohydrate recommendation and the lower end of the protein recommendation, while many of my family members are the opposite. They really feel better if they're really up in the higher end of the protein recommendation and really lower in the carbohydrate recommendation. But the point is, we're all within the healthy ranges and we all feel good and we're able to maintain a healthy weight. So people differ. There's not one way. Okay, the second mistake is to avoid being extreme and authoritative. So avoid being authoritative. I talked about this in the last class. You want to think long and hard before you mandate things. I don't care how cool the thing is that you are giving people. If you make them, force them to do it in a forceful way, this is going to create pushback. So a better thing to do is incentivize or reward people. Even if you are mandating it, still reward people in some way. And I talked about the reasons for that all in the first audio class. So avoid being too extreme. You want to avoid being too extreme in your own recommendations for people. And also you want to encourage your people to not be too extreme. So first off, a mistake that I've seen with a fitness committee is that they were, in a particular department I worked with, they were really, really into it, really gung-ho. And they basically acted like everybody needed to exercise and eat like a pro athlete. And, you know, all of the rest of their department, even a lot of people who did want to become healthier, were turned off by that. So you want to really recognize, especially when a person is just starting out, you don't want to have them come and do a workout with you that's way too hard for them because they're not going to enjoy it. They're going to be way too sore and they're not going to want to do it again. And this was the mistake that I saw this committee making. So you want to make sure that you remember that it's the research doesn't even, well, you'll learn this in the exercise classes, the research doesn't even show that you need to be real extreme to be a real healthy person. For example, you really don't need to work out every day in order to benefit from a significantly reduced risk of developing chronic disease and dying early. The point where you get the greatest benefit is from going from sedentary to just working out a moderate amount. Let's say 3 days a week, you do something for your aerobic system and your muscular system. That's really where you're getting the greatest benefit. You don't need to be a triathlete. You don't need to shoot for running a marathon. So don't tell people that they need to do that because it's going to turn people off. And what you really want people to do is just do something. So you want to avoid being too extreme because it will turn people off. And then you want to help your people avoid being too extreme when they're trying to get healthier, especially when they're, you know, starting from a point where they have a long way to go. And the reason is because if you help them avoid being too extreme, you're going to help them avoid setting themselves up for failure. You know, I'm sure you've seen this. A lot of people decide they're going to lose weight and they go crazy eating and exercising in a way that's totally not sustainable for them. And then that starts the whole yo-yo where they're always losing weight and gaining it back. And yo-yoing is terrible for you because when you lose weight, you lose muscle, you lose lean mass. But then when you gain it back, you don't gain the lean mass back, you only gain fat back. So as they yo-yo, they get less and less healthy every time that they gain the weight back. So you really tell your people that you really want to help them do, make these lifestyle changes in a way that is very gradual so that it's very sustainable for them. So if you see that happening, pull them aside and say, hey, the best way to tackle this thing is to go really slowly and make one healthy change at a time. If you really want to be successful at this in the long run, you got to be patient. And that means both implementing your lifestyle changes and seeing results. You know, people have to be really patient seeing results or they're going to give up. So encourage them to not expect to see results immediately and don't be too extreme or they're just setting themselves up for failure. All right, so the first mistake was to don't expect that one size fits all. Second, avoid being extreme and authoritative. And the third mistake is don't assume that people don't care or don't want to improve their health. Don't assume that people don't care. Just because they're not healthy doesn't mean that they don't care about their health. It means that they haven't found the motivation or they don't know how. So what you want to assume rather is that they don't know how and they don't want to ask for help. I mean, this is the fire service. Do firefighters really want to speak up in front of everyone and say, well, gosh, guys, I'd really like to lose weight, but I just don't know how? Of course not. Of course they're not going to say that. So they're going to put on an air about, you know, acting like it doesn't matter to them. Don't let that happen. Because if you feel like someone is a lost cause, if you convince yourself of that, that's going to be manifested into your actions. And what we stress in teaching, was that when I was a professor at Oregon State, is your students will only rise to your expectations. So you can't give up on them and lower your expectations. You've got to always have high expectations for them. So instead of assuming that they don't care or they don't want to improve their health, assume that they don't know how and maybe they don't want to ask for help. So what you're doing right, first off, is you're providing them with this resource, the Firefighter Wellness Training, because if you're listening to this, you're a subscriber of the Firefighter Wellness Training. But don't forget, this is really important. You don't want your program to be a waste of your time and money. Don't forget to reinforce the material. You gotta show it to them, make sure that they see it more than once. Because I've found that after I've taught my firefighters something once, they still don't know it because I quiz them on it. And they still don't know. They have to hear it a few times. So some ideas for helping to reinforce the material is have people complete the worksheets that are part of the program. There's a worksheet for each class and go over them together. A second idea that I know one department is doing is super cool is they put up fact sheets in places that people will read them, like the bathroom. So they'll just take a few points, a few lessons or take-home points from one of the classes, put it on a piece of paper like a flyer, and stick it up somewhere where people are going to see it, like the bathroom. And then another way to try and reinforce the concept, I know this one can be kind of hard, but you could try to engage in conversation about health and what you're learning. So group conversations are great, you know, around the dinner table actually is a good idea. But remember, if you're concerned about a particular person, you probably are going to want to see if you can bring it up when it's just the two of you. I know that in my work, we're always in a group setting because I work with the crew together all at once. They all have a fitness test, but we do it as a group. But when it comes time for me to tell that person how they did on their fitness test, often they'll say, oh, everybody doesn't have to leave the room. You know, they all know. There are no secrets. You know, I don't care. But I found that when I have done that, when I have let everyone stay in the room so other people are within earshot, that person will not open up at all. But if it's just me and him or her, that person will tell me all about their problems. I mean, we joke that I'm not just Dr. Carly, the exercise physiologist. I'm Dr. Carly, the psychiatrist, because they are so much more likely to open up when it's just me and that person. So I've experienced that a lot. So if you're concerned about just one person, see if you can bring it up when it's just the two of you. But in a group setting, just to reinforce the concepts are awesome. That's awesome too. Another thing, don't assume that they don't want to engage in a workout, especially if other people are doing it. If you're working out, invite them to work out with you. On or off shift. And remember, don't be too extreme if they're just starting out, especially if their fitness level is lower than yours. And you really should encourage everybody, especially your crew leaders, captains or lieutenants, to do so. A research study that was done at Oregon State showed that the biggest determinant of health behaviors for a firefighter was the health behavior of his or her lieutenant. So their actions are very influential. In fact, you should probably sit down with your crew leaders and let them know how important their actions are. I mean, take it or leave it, but let them know that that's what this study showed. So don't assume that people don't care. And also, don't assume that people aren't working on their health or that they haven't made progress. I talked about this in the last class. Somebody might be making better decisions and be a healthier person, but maybe they haven't lost weight or they haven't lost a noticeable amount of weight. But, you know, maybe they have lower cholesterol. Well, you just can't see that, okay? Or maybe they, have lower blood pressure or their aerobic capacity's gone up. But you can't see those things. So you really don't want to assume that the classes, if people are watching the classes, that they're not working just because everybody's not, you know, losing a bunch of weight or whatever it is. So don't assume. All right. So the mistakes are, don't expect that one size fits all when it comes to a healthy lifestyle. Second, avoid being extreme and authoritative. And third, don't assume that people don't care or don't want to improve their health or that they're not improving their health. Thank you for listening to this class. I hope you got a lot out of it. And remember, you can email me with questions. Thanks.